Hello, today is Friday, the 11th of October at 7:20 p.m. and I'm recording this using the Samsung C01 U Pro microphone. So, yeah, welcome to TechLink again. Essentially, I left podcasting about 8 months ago. He is the tech search guy, the guy who used to report on news, and I started it up because I thought it was fun, and so I kept going for a while. But it soon got quite tiresome. It became a bit of a chore to do tech news and to report every day, like an obligation. And I really didn't want that to be the case with podcasting. I feel like podcasting should be something fun, something liberating, something that gets you away from all the stress of studying, which is what I have to do. In fact, I have exams coming up in less than a week, and I am currently studying for them. But I want podcasting to be sort of an outlet for me to relax instead of think about studying all the time or things that I have to do for later. So, how's this going to be different from before? Well, whilst before I was constantly looking for news articles to bring to the next episode of the podcast, this time it's going to be more of a thought-provoking conversation on this podcast where I describe my experiences with technology, but not just with technology, but with other things as well. How is my life going? Things that I want to talk about, things that I feel that I want to project onto the internet instead of just technology, like I did before. Now, basically, I'm going to explain what the podcast is going to be about over the coming weeks. So, while we will discuss some technology and we will sometimes talk about news, I won't make it the most important thing to have the news up front all the time. I won't make it a priority. Before I was very concerned again about making news a priority and about having the latest tech news and presenting them in a quick time frame, and it became sort of a chore, sort of something to do every Saturday as a must to fill in the gaps, if you will. Another thing that's going to be different is that there's no set schedule for this podcast now. It's going to be I record whenever I feel like it, and sometimes I might record 3 days in a row, and sometimes I won't record for a week. I've realized from taking a break from podcasting and by listening to other podcasters, especially Spanish tech, not YouTubers, Spanish tech podcasters, that podcasting doesn't need to follow a tight schedule, and that you can still have fun and have generate an audience without having a schedule or sticking to a rigid schedule of time and day of the week. And you can just sort of record when you like. So that's something else that's going to change. And another thing that's changing is that I'm doing this improvised. I don't have a script in front of me. I didn't plan any of this. And I'm probably not going to edit any of this either. And I don't say that because I don't want to work or I don't want the podcast to be good. I say it because my aim now is to engage more and stop looking at a script and report, if you know what I mean. I want my audience to connect more with me than what it did before, where it was just connecting with the articles. I mean, I left the links at the bottom and they would just click if they wanted to, and then they would look at the articles. Now, however, whilst the podcast won't always be about technology, of course, I will try to. Technology will be the main focus still. And I will still talk to you guys about what's going on in terms of technology. And I will still sometimes leave a few helpful links if I find them helpful. And it's also not only going to be about smartphones and about what's going on in that world, which it will be about still a little bit, but not only that. I'll also be talking about what I'm doing with my computer and, cool things that I find while, I don't know, downloading programs and testing them, and even illegal things. Yeah, illegal things. By that I mean torrenting and stuff like that, you know. Cool tricks that I'll show you, like Seedbox, or a nice website for free VPN pro codes. I'm going to make it more open than it was before and not as rigid. And if you guys want to stay around, then feel free to stay around. And if you guys don't want to stay around, then feel free to go. I'm just doing this for fun anyway. That's another thing. You know, before I said that I was doing this for university and to get noticed by schools and to have an extracurricular on the, you know, on the list, if you will, of attributes to get into university. But a thing that I've realized is you can't really take that mentality and expect to go any far, because where's the passion? You know, if you're just set on doing this because you ultimately want to reach something else, you won't really have fun doing what you're doing. My aim now is to have fun, to talk about what I want to talk about and to release, like I said previously, instead of just, you know, focusing on getting this to 20 some episodes and, you know, to have a certain amount of viewers. That's not how it works, I've found, and you have to let that, you know, naturally come and just focus on podcasting, focus on how much fun you're having instead of the numbers. So one thing that I do want to talk about, seeing as this it's about tech, this podcast, and I do want to go a little, you know, I want to sort of update you guys on my tech journey ever since I stopped recording. So I can't really recall when I stopped recording. I think it was April. Well, either I had a Galaxy S10 with me, I think I talked about it on the last episode, which is 8 months ago. I can't recall. As I said, this is sort of a season 2, episode 1, if you will, of this show. And I don't recall if I had an S10 with me. I think I did by March. But anyway, I kept the S10. It was a fantastic phone. Don't get me wrong. It had great cameras. And, you know, it was a great size and everything. And I was really liking it. But I felt kind of bored. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, at least in my sort of environment, everyone has the same, you know, thin slab of metal and glass, and that's, you know, that can get cracked very easily. Everyone has great cameras and such and such, and I just felt bored. And what I did about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I sort of got bored of the S10, and I traded it in for about 3,000 yuan. I mean, I think I got scammed. 3,000 yuan is not a lot. Seeing as that phone cost me 6,000 yuan, I got about half for it, which, again, that's really nothing. But now that I think about it, of course, the value of the S10 was decreasing quite a lot. So I only got half of it, which, you know, I feel I got cheated because the phone was spotless. It had one small little mark on the top. That was the oleophobic coating that split. And that was it. I hadn't dropped it a single time. It had always been kept in a case and with a screen protector over it. So I don't understand why the guy who I gave it to, you know, because what you have to do with these trade-in programs, it's run by sort of the Chinese alternative to Tao, to Amazon, where you give them the phone, you ship it over to them, and then after a certain amount of time, you get an appraisal, and you get your money in through your Alipay account or your bank account. So I was very surprised when I got half the value for this, and I asked them why, and they said that they had found more marks, and I was extremely surprised, because before I traded in the phone, I went through it over and over trying to find any marks whatsoever, and I couldn't find any marks at all. So again, very surprised at this appraisal. But with those 3,000 yuan that I did get, I decided that I wasn't going to settle for another sort of phone, another similar type of phone to the S10. And the phone I chose might be quite surprising to you guys, who've sort of, I guess, heard me over the past last podcast that I've been doing, but I picked up the Asus ROG Phone 2 about 3 weeks ago. I'm holding it right now, and there was literally just one reason why I picked it up. Well, there were multiple, but sort of the main driving force was that I was bored of using the same sort of phones and that sort of thin design of the Galaxy S10, and I wasn't really particularly happy with the speakers on that phone either, so I decided to go for the ROG Phone 2. Now, there are two versions of this phone. The one I got with was the Chinese version, which has 8 RAM and 128 ROM, and it's cheaper than the global version, which is a 12 gig of RAM variant with 512 gigs of storage. This is the Tencent Games version, which I bought for about 3,400 yuan. I had a bit of savings, so I used those as well in the purchase as new. And I've got to say, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. Gaming phones are not just good for gaming. They are absolutely amazing phones for everything else. I mean, this thing has 2 front-firing stereo speakers that just produce amazing sound. That's something that I really lacked with the S10. Even though the S10 had great speakers, it was faux stereo, and this just was a breath of fresh air. Like, the speakers are amazing on this. Another thing, which is, of course, the headlining feature. If you go on their website, and if you search ROG Phone 2, you will find that it has a 120Hz AMOLED. Jolly good. And that just feels absolutely smooth as silk. It scrolls through things like butter. And let me tell you, once you've jumped up to a refresh rate that's higher than 60Hz, there is no way on hell you're coming back down. I mean, it is absolutely glorious to use on 120Hz, and that setting is what I keep it on all the time. It's not like I pivot and move it to 60 and then move it back to 90, because you can go to 90, you can go 60, 90, 120. So I keep it on 120, and even though it's constantly at 120, I never feel the need to charge this phone at, you know, ever. Because, of course, another of the headlining features is the 6,000 mAh battery, and I could not be more pleased with this battery. On my Galaxy S10, which I had previously, that had a 3,300 mAh battery, and that was not great, but not bad. I mean, it got me through one day, but I, you know, at about 5 or 6 p.m., I was always worrying about, you know, charging it and whether it was running low and whether I could go out with it. But with this ROG Phone 2, I spend the whole day in school, and I use it regularly for messaging, I use it for multimedia, and I use it for various tasks, even word processing sometimes when I'm typing up something real quickly, and sometimes even, you know, taking a video. And I've arrived home, you know, I've started school with about 100%, maybe 94% when I get off the school bus and into the actual school. And I finish up at home around 5 p.m. with 84%. So that is mental. And it's not like I'm not touching the phone. I touch the phone basically all the time in school. I'm a bit of a phone addict. Not to say that I do it in class, but, you know, I am a bit of a phone addict. So that is mental battery life. And then I can take it to my tennis training, and it has enough battery to last me 2 days if I wanted to, but I do top it off at night just a little bit and then go before I go to bed, so it's always at 100%. It has 18 watt fast charging, although it has support for 30 watt, but the box only came with an 18 watt charger. And like I said, I mean, it's plenty. I don't really see the need to spend the couple hundred yuan more for a 30 watt. I mean, I don't really charge it that much, and when I do, it's usually a little bit overnight, so charging speeds is not really a priority, and it's sort of balanced by the battery life, which is great. Cameras is the last thing that I want to talk about. Maybe the build. I also mentioned the build. The build is, it's a massive phone, okay? It's a 6.5 6.6 inch display. I think 6.7. 6.669. I said that wrong, didn't I? 6.69, apologies, inch display. So it's massive. It is absolutely massive. And it's gorgeous. It's 1080p AMOLED. Like I said, 120Hz refresh rate. The build is really, really different from everything else that's out there. I mean, that's partly why I got this phone, to like stand out a bit and to not sort of conform as much to modern smartphone trends. This thing has bezels. This thing is massive. It only has two cameras. It's thick. The design is a glass back. That's ironic, isn't it? It is a glass back, but it's got a cooling fan on one side, and it refracts light on the on some little strips that give it a rainbow effect, which is nice. And yeah, it's a massive phone, but once you actually get used to it, it becomes alright. It's not like, you know, you'll forever feel it big. Like, you get used to the management of it, of the size of the phone. So, you know, it's pretty good in the end. Camera-wise, it's using the ASUS ZenFone 6, if you know that phone. Well, it's using the same camera setup. 48 megapixel, of course. Who isn't using the 48 megapixel? And the 13 megapixel wide angle. So it's a dual camera, no triple camera. Shoots pretty good shots. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the best camera out there. And in fact, because this phone came with a Chinese ROM, being a Chinese phone and me living in China, I had to put a custom ROM on it, the worldwide version. I had to do this a couple of times and restart it. I had to unlock the bootloader. I had to install this ROM and then relock the bootloader, so I had to do like two factory resets with it. And the video recording on the stock camera application doesn't really work. So I got an external sort of a camera app from the Play Store that does work. You know, it's alright, I guess. Oh yeah, I did ROM it because the Chinese ROM basically wouldn't let you change your launcher, and you were stuck with no app draw until I figured out a way. Actually, yeah, you just weren't allowed to change the launcher, which was crippling to me because I'm a massive fan of like KWGT and wallpapers and making your phone look cool and however the hell you want it to look. So I kind of lost that with a Chinese ROM, so I just decided to take the plunge. I followed the small YouTuber's guide. I think his name is EgotTech. Yeah, EgotTech. And I managed to sort of install it my own way. I had a few bumps along the way with nearly, I think I had a soft brick at one point, but I managed to fix it, and I've got now an Android Pie ROM. Which leads me on to what I'm going to do, and probably the last point of this podcast. I'm not going to record too long, I've got some work to do. I'm looking to get a Pixel 2 precisely, so I can play around with Android 10, because for a fact I'm not going to be able to do that on the ROG unless I ROM it, because OTA updates are disabled / not working with the custom ROM that I installed onto the ROG. So I'm going to have to get a Pixel 2. I've been eyeing up some Pixel 2s for cheap on Taobao. But for those of you listening who are on MeWe, on the PSC group, PSC Classifieds in particular, I might put out an ad there for a Pixel 2. See if anyone has one for dirt cheap. I'm talking about £60 maybe. I'm willing to pay maximum around 100 and something. Definitely not over 200. I don't want to spend that much money on a old Pixel. It's just so I can have Android 10 and play with it. And you might ask how I managed to get, you know, this working. I mean, I have a VPN on my computer because, you know, I'm in China and there's a great firewall, bloody, bloody, blah. But I will be putting a YouTube video in the description. It might be useful to some of you, where this guy explains how to use your VPN as a sort of, sort of project it as a hotspot. So let's see if I can explain this. You know when you want to give Wi-Fi to another device, you turn on your personal hotspot. You can do that on your computer or on your phone. Well, what I wanted to do was have, because I have a VPN on my computer, ExpressVPN, I wanted to share that VPN via a personal hotspot to my phone, and there is a way to do that quite easily. And for those of you who want to do that, feel free. I'll leave a YouTube tutorial from this guy who helped me out in the description, so feel free to check it out, and you can do that. Very useful, because now I'm able to set up phones that come with Google setups very easily. Just connect to the VPN-enabled hotspot on the phone and just set it up normally, and then disable the VPN hotspot once I'm set up and I don't need to use it all the time. So it's great. Just to reiterate, again, this podcast doesn't have a fixed schedule. I'll be recording about whatever I like, but, you know, mainly with a focus on technology. I hope you enjoyed. That's the main thing, I guess. enjoyment. So I hope you enjoyed the return, I guess, of TechLink now. I couldn't use Tech Talk, but we're using TechLink. I'm going to keep it as TechLink for now. It might change in the future, the title, but hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll leave my Instagram, because I don't really have another social media, and I'll leave maybe MeWe down below. But if you can subscribe, if you enjoyed it, download it, do what you want with it, and I'll catch you sometime next week. Bye-bye.